Everyone, welcome back. Let's roll it down on the count of 3, 2, 1.
What's up, Podcats?
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Leader Feeder, a Staley School of Leadership Studies podcast ran by the ambassadors of the Staley School. I am one of your very many hosts, Jonathan Greenlee. I'm joined by
Grayson Higley, and I'm a junior here at K-State.
And
hi, my name is Lorena. I am a senior here at K-State, and I'm very excited to be here.
Yeah, so we wanted to update you guys over what's been happening with the podcast. So over the summer, obviously, we all kind of went back to our hometowns or had internships or summer jobs, and so we didn't really have time to do the podcast. And then when we came back from the summer, we were really energetic and really excited, but our old studio had a lot of technical difficulties, and so we had to ask for some help from the people that run the podcast labs here at K-State, and they were able to give us one of these studios. And in my opinion, I like this studio a lot. I think it sounds a lot better. But either way, I'm grateful for both resources here at K-State. So that was just a quick segment to kind of keep you guys kind of updated on what's going on with the podcast. And we're excited to release some more episodes for the rest of the semester.
Yeah, this semester looks really optimistic. We're going to definitely be trying to cover more concepts within leadership studies and Lead 212 and having more ambassadors come in, so you have some different voices and different perspectives coming your way, just because Staley School really promotes being inclusive. And so we think that that's a huge part of us as ambassadors helping promote and educate and recruit people to the Staley School is having those different perspectives and voices heard. So that's like a main reason why Lorraine is here with us today. You may not have heard her from our past two podcasts that are uploaded. And so she's just kind of getting a feel for things and what we do in here. And she's really interested in authentic leadership. You want to tell me just a snippet about that?
Yeah. So I remember taking Lead 212 my freshman year, which is a long time ago. And the one thing that really stuck out to me was authentic leadership. And I remember thinking to myself, like, yo, like, I can be who I am, talk the way I can, like, you know, be me and be effective. And it's just great to be who you are. And so I'm just really interested in that. So I'm really excited to possibly talk about that here in the near future. So we'll see.
Yeah.
I know that we got a big game coming up this Saturday. Gracie, can you tell me a little bit more about it?
Yes. So if you guys hear this podcast before this weekend, this Saturday is the Sunflower Showdown between K-State and KU. It'll be the first time Kleiman has been the head coach for a Sunflower Showdown. And I think it's going to be super interesting, super hype game, especially since last week we came down off of a huge win against OU.
Oh, yeah.
That was awesome. I can't even express my excitement. Yeah. It's like just coming out in me right now.
But. Yeah, I kind of wish I was in town for that game because I didn't really think it was going to be that exciting. But it turned out to be like a really high scoring game where yeah. We eventually stormed the field at the end of it.
I know. I went home too also, and I sold my ticket because my little sister was going to be in her sub-state volleyball game. And I gave her crap because I didn't even check my phone for updates because, to be honest, I mean, love K-State, but I think everyone thought maybe this probably wasn't going to be a W for us. Mm-hmm. And I get this update that we won, and I'm like, no way. And I look immediately at my sister. I'm like, Emmy, I sold my ticket to go all the way to Ransom, Kansas to watch you play a sub-state volleyball game. Come on. And it was just so bad. But
that's hilarious. The same thing happened to me. I don't have a football pass, but a friend was like, do you want to buy my ticket? Like, I'm not going to be able to go. And so I was like, no, I'm not trying to go. Like, honestly, probably not going to be that exciting. And then I'm like at the movie theater and I'm like looking at the score and I'm like, yo, like we're winning. And then I'm like, oh my God. And then like the game's over, we win. And then I see everyone storming the field and I have never felt so left out and so dumb for not going to the football game in my life.
Yeah. I know.
People talk about like the fear of missing out all the time. I had incredibly huge FOMO when that game ended. I was like, I'm missing out on so much. But I was in Canada at the time. And I was like, I want to be back in Manhattan. And I'm in freaking Canada right now. Like, that's so ridiculous.
Yeah. No. So it should be awesome. It always gets hype. And this year it's at Lawrence, it's at KU. But still tons of students always travel and people, you know, Lawrence and K-State.
We got a rivalry.
Yeah, we have a rivalry, but we're not that far apart. And so people like buy tickets to go to each game, whether it's out of town for that host, you know, team or vice versa. So should be really, really cool. I think the team's going to perform really well. Mm-hmm. I think Kleiman's doing an awesome job as a coach. He seems to be keeping a lot of things that Bill, you know, believed in, and like his aspects of coaching and keeping that family and building men on a team versus, you know, just everything being revolved around football. And so he has a lot of that. But I have to say that first K-State game, watching the offensive line, I was like, okay, this is a new era. It is a climbing era.
Oh yeah.
So it'll be awesome. I think Sierra, another Bassie, quoted it well, that we're just going to keep on climbing. You know what I'm saying?
All right. Okay. I love it. We're ready for the climate change.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes.
Oh my god.
That's kind of like climate change.
Yeah, that's the point.
Yeah. Oh my god.
Okay. So yeah, we just want to make a quick episode to keep you guys updated on what's going on, and maybe just a little quick tidbit over what's happening at K-State's campus. So, with that, does anyone have anything to kind of sign us off with, or?
I'm good. I think that's awesome. I'm excited for this year and the podcast we're going to release.
Yeah. So. We don't have Hannah here, so like maybe I can quote the closer on my own, but foods for thought, thoughts for a better world. This has been your Leader Feeder.